many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 54, 7 to 10. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 7 to 10. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I will bring you back. In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. To me, this is like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. My theme for reflection is when no one wants you, God still holds us. When no one wants us, God still holds us. Someone once joked that the hardest moment in life, or the hardest moments in life, are not when we are busy, but when we feel invisible, when no one seems to notice us. We all know that feeling in small ways, standing in a long line while everyone else seems to move ahead, sending a message that never receives a reply, or sitting quietly in a room where everyone else appears connected except us. These ordinary experiences hint at something deeper that many people carry in their hearts, the fear of being unwanted or forgotten. The words of Isaiah 54, verse 7 to 10 speak directly into that human fear. The prophet was addressing Israel during a time of profound national trauma. Jerusalem had been destroyed, the people exiled, and many believed that God had abandoned them. In that context, God speaks tenderly, "For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will gather you. With everlasting love I will have compassion on you." The message is clear and important. What feels like abandonment is not the final word. God's mercy is greater than the moment of loss. The historical setting helps us understand the depth of this promise. Israel's exile felt like rejection, their temple ruined, their identity shaken, and their future uncertain. Yet Isaiah reminds them that God's covenant love is more stable than the mountains themselves. Even if the world seems to collapse, God's compassion does not collapse with it. This truth speaks powerfully to our time. Many people today live with quiet loneliness, broken families, failed relationships, friendships that faded, or faith that once felt strong but now feels distant. Sometimes rejection comes from others. Sometimes it comes from our own mistakes. The temptation is to conclude that if people have given up on us, perhaps God has too. Isaiah challenges that assumption. God's anger may be momentary, but his mercy is everlasting. That is why Karl Barth once wrote, "The gospel tells us that God's no to sin is always accompanied by a greater yes to the sinner." That insight captures the spirit of Isaiah's message. God may correct, discipline, or confront us, but his ultimate purpose is restoration. His covenant is not fragile like human relationships. Another biblical voice echoes this promise. In Romans 8:38-39, the Apostle Paul declares that nothing, neither life nor death, neither height nor depth, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The steadfast love Isaiah proclaimed finds its fullest expression in Christ. Let me illustrate with a simple story. A woman named Miriam moved to a new city after a painful divorce. She felt invisible in the crowd and assumed God had forgotten her too. One evening, she began a simple habit. Whenever she waited in line at the grocery store or sat in traffic, she whispered a short prayer, "Lord, remind me you are near." Weeks passed, and though her circumstances did not change immediately, her perspective did. She began noticing small kindnesses, new friendships, and unexpected peace. Slowly, she realized that while people may come and go, God had never stepped away. Lent is a season that invites us to return to that truth. It calls us to bring our loneliness, regrets, and fears into God's presence. The cross reminds us that the God who promises compassion is the same God who entered human suffering to redeem it. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life do you most feel the pain of rejection or abandonment? Number two, how might God be inviting you to trust his steadfast love even in that place? And now our practical exercise for the day. During moments of waiting at a spotlight, in a queue, or between tasks, whisper a brief prayer acknowledging God's presence. Let those small pauses become reminders that you are never forgotten. Merciful God, when we feel rejected or forgotten, remind us that your love is stronger than our fears. In this Lenten season, draw us back into the assurance of your compassion. Help us trust that even when the mountains move and the hills shake, your covenant of peace remains unshaken. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.